Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas, and it's the most wonderful time of the year. We're dealing with a sermon today called The Incarnation. It truly is the most wonderful time of the year. Why? Christ's birth forever changed the world. God was made flesh. That's hard to understand in the natural, but in the spiritual, boy, you're receiving today. So let's go right now to this sermon called The Incarnation. You're going to learn some things you didn't know about it, and you're going to be blessed. Are you ready? Watch this, receive from God now. Matthew chapter 1, I want to start reading with verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make a public example, was minded to put her away privately. You got to understand, this girl, she decided that she didn't care about her reputation. She told that angel, let it be even as thou hast said, because that's how important it was. Verse 20, but while he thought on these things, talking about Joseph, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take up unto thee Mary thy wife. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, which means Jehovah saves. Isn't that good? For he shall save his people from their sins. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Jehovah saves, God with us, which is being interpreted as God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn. So is it possible after the birth of Jesus she had a secondborn or a thirdborn? I leave that to you, your thinking. Her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Go with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 9. That is in the Old Testament, Isaiah, Jeremiah, that'll help you, chapter 9. And it's a wonderful verse of scripture there, and I use it all the time at Christmas time because it's such a blessing, because we're in this verse. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, for unto us, we're the us. Think about that. God had us on his mind when Jesus was sent, the incarnation. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Now he puts us in the family, calls us to men, brother, to you girls, your brother, my brother. For unto us a child is born. I love that, my Lord. And unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. That's why I'm not concerned about what's happening in the world. I don't deny it, but I have a Christmas message here to the world. Shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. A lot of people don't serve God like as if he's wonderful. Maybe they don't know him as a son. Counselor. In other words, if you need some understanding and wisdom, he'll give it to you. The mighty God, so we don't have a wimp God. Amen. The everlasting Father, and that's as good as it gets right there. The Prince of Peace, that means the Prince of Possession of Adequate Resource. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Go ahead, give the Lord a hand clap for that. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Of the increase of his government, verse 7, and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Humanity didn't need a new religion. We had religion all over the world. We have it all over the world today. It needed a divine presence, someone that we could hold, a holy night. I love that song, Oh Holy Night.
Because you see, something happened. The angels were excited. Heaven, everybody. What took place? First, we had an annunciation. I spoke about that last week. Now we have an incarnation. God made flesh. I've never seen anybody sad when babies are born. There's something about Gina and Baba just had a new grandbaby. Boy, my God, they hadn't even weighed him yet. She was texting. I don't know how much he weighs, bless God, but he's looking good. Hallelujah. And I just believed it because I didn't see a picture until later on. It was just such a blessing. Babies are the most wonderful gifts God's ever given anyone. Because in your baby is you and God. Think about that. So you will never die. Never, because see, the DNA of your child, your DNA is in there. Now, many times people have said, boy, look at that kid. He did exactly what his father does. He's done exactly what his grandfather done. Why? Because God never leaves us or forsakes us, even when we are in heaven. Now, think about that. Talk about a great Christmas day is to understand that God was made flesh, but the same thing happened to you when you were born again. Angels shouted. The Lord shouted too, because see, you were made spirit, a living spirit. That way you could come boldly to the throne of grace simply because of what Jesus did. Born. That's why he said, I come that you might know the Father. Why I am sent? Because you got to know the Father like I know the Father. Now that's not religion. That's relationship. That's fellowship. His birth was so magnificent. Think about that. Would people fly or get on a camel and go 1,500 miles just to worship you? Something wonderful had happened. And even the angels couldn't contain themselves. They began to shout. Shepherds came. It was a wonderful time. So when I think of the Middle East, I don't think of all that heartache and sorrow and war. I see them three Magi guys going across that desert. I see Jesus in a manger, which is where they watered sheep. He's living water. He's living bread. He's life and that more abundantly. I can imagine him growing up under the tutelage of Joseph. Talk about a job. How to teach God to be human. How'd you like to have that job? What could he teach him? He could only teach him flesh things. You ever thought about that? What does the Holy Spirit teach us? He can only teach us spiritual things.
Hallelujah.
God was made flesh. You was made spirit, life, to the full, till it overflows. That's why Christmas Day should be every day. What a holy night that was. And you know we're going to get to see it. What? When we get to heaven, he got it on videotape. Nah, you say you can't prove that's true. You can't prove it's not. But I've learned something. I can do things that, see, I'm a time traveler. I travel in time. I traveled in time this morning. How can you travel in time? Memories. Amen. When you think about a memory, you're traveling in time. And I thought about today. And I could smell the garlic in the meat. And they used to have a grinder. They would hook on a table. And they would grind meat and stuff like this. And then someone else was turning to make ice cream. And all my aunts, who were all chubby and fat, couldn't wait to eat again. And all my uncles lying to each other about how they could control their wives, which was a lie. My aunts controlled everything. I remember those days. I was there. I traveled back in time. I saw my grandfather. Now, we had traditional Christmas dinners like everybody does. You know, of course, we always had to have a gumbo. But my grandfather, he loved spaghetti. He liked spaghetti and meatball. He made meatballs as big as my fist. And I remember him grinding, putting that, and man, it was just something. I could see happiness on his face. I was there. I was there. You see, I traveled back. Yeah. So when you think, oh, I've lost those wonderful... No, no. Jesus gave you the ability to travel back. Watch this. To travel forward. To see things you hadn't seen with the physical eye. But say, oh, Lord, show me you're coming. Ooh, now you're going forward in time. Because to him, time doesn't exist. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This was this baby made flesh and gave us that ability to never forget. Never. See, that's why I'm not critical of any Christian denomination. You see what I'm saying? I mean, if you Baptist, I'm glad you are. If you Catholic, I'm glad you are. If you Nazarene, that's a pretty good name, I'm glad you are. If you Pentecostal, I'm glad you are. Because you see, we serve this Christ. We may have different ways of thinking and talking on doctrinal issues, but that's okay. Like I told you last week, what's the difference between a Catholic and a Protestant? Very little. Catholics have a crucifix. Protestants have an empty cross. But you can't have an empty cross without a crucifix. You can't have a crucifix without an empty cross. Now, something has to happen. So that's why we should always be comfortable in a place that they call Christ Lord. You see, now that's a Christmas message. See, so I just enjoy his presence. So as I went back in time, my mom's in heaven. So I said, hey, Mom, Christmas Eve, time to open up the gifts. My mother always opened up the gifts. You know, we didn't have any many gifts, an orange, an apple, and a piece of candy, but I was glad to get it. And we would have, but we had a dinner. And really, that was the gift, the big dinner, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But now me and Kathy, we open up usually Christmas Day on Christmas Day. But I'm thinking about doing something I've never done. Starting tomorrow, on the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me. I got 11 more days to enjoy this. I always thought of the song. Why did they say second day of Christmas, then third day of Christmas? Because you see, I believe it's in Europe, they actually celebrate all the way to January 6th. Pia's from Germany. All the way, I think it's January 6th, 12 days. Think about that. Kathy, you can shop for 12 days more. And that's okay. I don't care. Because it's Christmas. For unto us a child. But he's not a child no more. Now, I love babies. I enjoy holding them. They love me. They look at me and they go. They see that white hair. They think I'm God. I really do believe that. They go, oh. It's my story. I'm telling it the way I want. So when you understand this Jesus, this blessing sent you, that wonderful little baby, who is now growing up to be a glorious little girl. My God. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Christmas ought to be every day. I get up every morning and I always say, Lord, thank you for who you are. And you know what? It's kind of nice to see him as a baby, to see him as 12 years old. We had very little of his personal life growing up. He had to learn to be flesh. And I can understand that because when I got incarnated by God Almighty, Christ in me, the hope of glory, I had to learn to be spirit. Because at one time I was a dead spirit. I knew nothing of God instead of just religion. And what is religion? But a garden of weeds, a theological wilderness. People want to kill people in the name of religion. Yet Jesus, this child I grew up, couldn't go to funerals because he messed them up. You're trying to bury somebody. He just walked by and said, get up. And the guy said, I never wanted to be dead anyway, and just went home. Think about that. Brought joy where there was sadness. There was a lot in that manger. Whew. What I love about the gifts They didn't think of it as gifts. The Magi and the different people, they thought of it as worship. Let us worship you. And they did. They brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You know, now I don't know if this is true or not, but I kind of like to think. I think the animals were kind of excited about it too. Because, you know, they do have feelings. I felt sad yesterday. I saw a commercial of a dog that had been beat on so much, was just standing there, just trembling, so scared of somebody. I thought, why? Why would somebody do that to an animal? An animal has feelings. See, just like you have feelings. Yet I've seen people do that to children. And children are so scared. You know why? They never met Jesus Christ. Once you understand Christ here, not here, you'll live a glorious life. And if Jesus tarries and you go home to be with the Lord, instead of being afraid, scared, you'll say the same thing this child that grew up and became a man. He said, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." Think about that. Nothing to ever be afraid of. Why? He's a peacemaker, my peace. I never leave you. I never forsake you. Thank God for grace. Thank God for mercy. That's what was happening in the Father's mind when he, through Jesus Christ, became flesh. Isn't that amazing? And yet they love each other so much that those three, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. And Jesus said, "I got to send you another part of me that you got to know about." He says, "It is expedient that I go away. Or the Comforter won't come." Comforter, a Holy Spirit. People get mad at me because I live in comfort. They just think in terms of the house. No, no. I have the peace of God, the peace from God, the peace with God. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me, never constantly. He's there at all times. I realize that. I had to know now by learning to be spirit what a comforter does. Isn't that amazing? Yet it was all thought up by the Heavenly Father who decided to create us. We were once all babies. Think about that for a minute. Wonder what your mama thought about you when she saw you. What happened? I tell you what most mothers look about. They're making sure everything is right. They're looking at the little fingernails. They're looking at all the lid. They did looking at everything. You know, and God is exactly the same way. For unto us a child is born. We should rejoice that every day. You ought to read Matthew at least chapter 1, at least once a week, a holy chapter. And you won't be critical in any way, shape, or form, because out of that Matthew will come that holiness that was given to us by the Christ child. Now, sad to say, some people are going to go to church for the first time tonight this year. Why? I mean, I can't criticize them because I did the same thing. I went drunk as a skunk to midnight mass. But I felt I had to go. But when I got born again, I go every Sunday. I go as many times as I can so I can understand and know more about this God who loved me, gave himself for me. So I've given my life to him. And when I got born again as a child, I had to learn. And I learned, but I didn't want to learn religion. I wanted to learn relationship. And I learned it. But then I said, "I want to go further." He said, "Oh, you want fellowship?" I said, "Yeah. I want to say this. Hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. I want to sense your presence, not some of the time, but all the time." Because you see, through my ministry, children were born as I spoke the word of God and people gave their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. But it was him that was doing that. Yeah. I told a person not long ago, he said, I'm just a baby Christian. I said, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Yeah. I had an atheist not long ago. He said, I don't know why y'all celebrate. I don't believe in God. I said, that's okay. He believes in you. He didn't know how to handle that. He goes, I said, don't you miss him? Couldn't answer that. Because you see, there's not a person in here that wasn't created by God.
You know, that's so true. We're all God's children. And the Father sent Jesus to save each and every one of us. Now, you think about that for a minute. Jesus came in the flesh for you and for me. Why did he do that? Well, we certainly didn't need a new religion. What we needed was a divine presence. It's so wonderful to know Jesus in a personal way that I get up every morning and go, hello, Jesus. He goes, hi, Jesse. It's such a blessing to know that because God became flesh and dwelt among us. Now he lives in us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Maybe you never asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. Are you ready to enjoy his presence in your life every day instead of just church day? I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to save people that are watching today that are not saved. They repent right now of their sin. Lord, I ask you to bless them and help them. I sure could use a new sister and a new brother, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree right now salvation to everyone watching today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Pretty simple prayer, how to get born again for eternity. Pretty simple, my God, to leave this world and go into heaven. What a blessing of God. That's what Jesus did for us. Let me say it again, not a religious figure. God in the flesh and dwelt among us. Think about that. That is so wonderful. So if he can walk in this world, you can walk in this world. Wow, you just got born again. You just believe with your heart. You just confess with your mouth. Jesus rose from the dead. Boom. Just that simple. I don't know why the religious world makes it hard, because it's not hard. I mean that sincerely. I like to say it again. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you, because, you know, it's my favorite time. I just flat enjoy Christmas. I want you to stay right there. I'll be back in just a moment to speak another word to you. I want to show you some things that are happening here at JDM. Stay there. I'll be back in just a moment.
I made up my mind to be a witness to all nations, to get this gospel preached to the end of the world for a witness. And the Bible says the end shall come. So all I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen, spiritually, physically, financially, is enhancing Jesus to come quicker.
Looking forward to the great return of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he's going to need every one of us to be enlisted and on the front lines of doing what we're called to do so that they can see that Jesus is indeed real today.
This gospel is for all, anywhere, any nation, anywhere, and everywhere. The urgency of time will not wait for anyone. It will not. So when I see these things, I go, oh, it challenges me to move farther, further, faster, and higher.
Can you really have everything God has put on your heart? Can you ask anything in Jesus' name? Jesus says you can. Jesse's book, Your Everything Is His Anything, will revolutionize your life. Whether you have a vision, a dream, or something that your heart desires, Your Everything Is His Anything is going to inspire you to believe and achieve it all. It's time to expand your view of what prayer and faith can do in your life. Your Everything Is His Anything. Order your copy today.
I love my December product offer. It's my book, Your Everything Is His Anything. You know, Your Father is the ultimate giver, and He gave us Jesus. And you know what? He's willing and able to do whatsoever in your life if only you'll ask Him and believe Him. This book will bless your life. How do I get it? Just go to jdm.org for all the information. It will bless you and minister life to you. I mean that sincerely. What a blessing of God it is. Partners, thank you. I can't thank you enough for another wonderful year that you've been supporting this ministry. Boy, the best time to give a seed is Christmas week, because that's Jesus' birthday. You know, if you go to a birthday party, don't you always bring a gift? Makes sense, doesn't it? Why don't you be a blessing today and do something extra because of Christmas? It's just such a blessing of the Lord. Nothing too small and nothing too big. Now, you think about that for a minute. All these years, never having a financial deficit. You know why? I say it all the time. I trust you, and you trust me, but we both trust God. Why do we trust God? Because He's our Savior, but He's also our Lord. Think about that for a minute. Some people say they have a hard time around Christmas. They don't have many people to fellowship with. You got God Almighty. You think about that, man. That's just such a blessing of the Lord. To know in whom you have believed and be persuaded that He's able to keep what you give to Him against that day. What a blessing of God. Did I say Merry Christmas again? I gotta do it. I just enjoy this wonderful time. I like the songs. I like the Christmas trees, the lights. And you have those people are much nicer during Christmas, isn't it? You know why? The Holy Spirit. Jesus' wonderful birthday. Thank you for tuning in today. And partners, thank you for being a support to this ministry. Your faithful financial support is so vitally important. Till next week, Jesse the Plans from New Orleans saying, I love you. Bye-bye.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, A Conference for Women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.
This month's partner offer is Pregnant with Revelation. It's titled The Joy of Jesus. You learn how Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit with the Father, how they each express their thoughts and feelings to each other, how you can follow their example and live in true joy. I'm telling you, this is going to help you today. Go to jdm.org to get a copy, and guess what? You will be blessed.
Are you going to spend another night with Satan controlling your life? Is this your night to get rid of that stinking frog in your life? When do you want me to get rid of these frogs? Tomorrow. Don't that sound like the church? They're always trying to put it in the future. Well, when God gets ready, God's been ready for centuries.